Fondy and Nafondy vampires.
Okay, so can I make a roll?
What you got, Jesse?
I would like to zone the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Like quickly like stuff some things in my ears. And 4 successes. How soon do the Nafondi and the like, which one becomes a huge threat and when? Like, which one is the most imminent danger and, like, how big of a danger is it? You know what I'm saying?
Of the various people that have been mentioned, which one is the most pressing threat, basically?
Yeah, and, like, how soon? Like, how long do we have to prepare?
The little, what appears to be a Nafondi-Sabbat alliance that's going on is actively in motion, given they just attacked you. They are absolutely the most clear and present threat, and whatever it is that they're trying to do, they're already doing it. Like, they don't do things at random. Like, they just pulled some kind of stunt on you. There was a reason for that. They are in motion now.
What about the ones coming for Nomi?
Vague. The Malkavians are barely a clan in the strict sense because, as Astoria said, they're to a man fucking nuts. Like when you make a Malkavian character sheet, you are required to have at least one derangement. And some of their greater powers you can't get unless you have multiple derangements. They're crazy. They're kept around because they tend to be seers and oracles, and they see shit. They're one of the only vampires who do anything with spirits, which is why they're drawn to people who have close connections to spirits. As an organization, such as it is, they're not actively planning to come snatch Naomi. It's just kind of a cultural zeitgeist that some among them have taken note that there is somebody of particular spiritual affinity nearby. And like one of them could randomly come decide to get a closer look at this fascinating specimen at any time.
Specimen.
Like it's not that the whole clan is gonna come jump her. It's that some random member could decide, fuck it, I wanna go see what this is about. Or the voices in his head tell her, hey, you need to go talk to this chick.
But I don't see that as a likelihood in the immediate future.
I mean, it's a likelihood that one of them comes to talk to her. It's fairly likely, but it's not like an organized threat. You've got an indeterminate number of crazy-ass vampires who might just have the voice in their head say it's time. That could happen literally at any time.
Yep. Okay. Snap back to reality.
Yep, just goes gravity.
Unstuff ears.
What say you, O great seer?
Who, me? I was just looking. That's the time. Great seer. You flatter me. Time of great pressure.
Your ability to see the future is quite useful and kind of a core part of our decision making at this point. So, like, yeah, your opinion is very, very valued.
I was just checking, seeing how what our odds are of Naomi getting snatched anytime soon, or like, I was trying to see how much time we have to prepare, but they're already doing shit, so.
They're already doing shit?
Oh, I mean, yeah, they came at me. Mira and they're already in motion, so, I mean,
you know, not the vampires, have as much... then. Okay.
Nah. The mother gangs, they're already doing shit. I was thinking about time for preparing for them. I couldn't really get, I tried to look at the Naomi one, and it's just kind of foggy. They like might have a random dude that decides like, yep, now's the time. But they also might not. It might be soon. It might not. Yeah. Like it's really hard to figure out.
Yeah, it's like their shtick.
Well, fuck them. I hate that shit.
Milo chimes in. It's kind of hard to predict people who don't know what they're doing any given moment. Fuckers just... Well, they're crazy. Obviously.
It is one of the best deterrents for a seer like you to not know what you're doing until the exact moment you're going to do it.
Well, I got good news.
Okay.
That's me. I never know what I'm doing until I'm doing it. Sort of.
Well, I guess that makes it even more pressing that we get these Nafani dealt with and get moving.
Yeah. I wasn't contacted last night, if that is any consolation to anybody.
These wards are big.
Well, yeah, but apparently she's like actually a god or something. You know, like now we got an answer, and you know, just letting you know.
Punched through a lot of our wards too, so.
She specifically visited Jesse mostly when she was out of the wards.
I thought we had been warding the cabin.
After the visit.
I mean, yes, but most of the other visits were outside, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And that's specifically, that was some Nafandi reaching out to you via correspondence, not Mother herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did waltz through the wards at the Mort Fort, but she's been largely quiet about the cabin.
Well, either way, once we go kill all of her followers, it won't fucking matter, right?
Correct. Or at least it won't until she amasses more.
Yeah.
Lots of dead gods. Air quotes, coming back to life these days.
Okay, well,
so like, this might be a stupid thought. So you know, if I'm being stupid, feel free to bonk me or something. But you don't think she like planted a kill switch or anything at me, right? Like, I shouldn't be worried about getting activated when I'm there, right?
Astoria looks at Chase. That's your area of expertise.
Yeah. Let's take a look. I don't think so. We've had a couple of poking around moments so far that haven't really turned anything up, but I don't think we've really specifically been looking for it either.
Also, not a stupid question. Very smart one, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good question.
And, I've got my moments.
You do.
Chase is gonna scooch on over a little bit so that he's sitting across from Jesse. And first ask... you all right if Naomi tags along?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And then, all the four successes that I have to start the mind link with Naomi, which probably would have been started a little while ago, but there's a role for it just to be. Just to have that there. Probably excessive, but, you know, here we are.
Gives it some longevity.
That is going to be three successes on another mind roll to link with Jesse and start taking a bit of a look around. See if there's anything other than Chase's work going on in there.
Have Naomi look for some of those echoes that we saw.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Does Naomi know anything? Does Naomi know that Chase has been fiddling with Jesse's brain?
Nope. Bye-bye.
I think only Aletha knows.
Yeah. I mean, Chase would not have told Naomi because that's like doctor-patient confidentiality.
Okay. That's what I thought. All right. Dice rolls for mind for those that are flooding Jesse's mind and assuming you don't botch it. Naomi, also give me a perception awareness once you're in there.
Please don't botch in my brain.
Quad botch in the brain.
Three successes for the Arate roll.
Okay. That's the thing. Chase just goes in there and deletes that line of code from her brain.
What'd you destroy? Inhibitions.
Thank me later, Lachlan.
And you said perception awareness?
Mm-hmm.
Did the music change?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, dude? God damn it.
If y'all haven't
noticed, I wanted this to be a quick no.
If y'all haven't noticed by now, every school of magic has, or every sphere of magic has its own music.
I don't believe in magic.
This is a mind. Magic's not real, you idiot. Okay. I assume that Chase's focus is look into my eyeballs, as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi, are you just piggybacking on Chase's connection, or are you doing something different?
Probably looking for the echoes that Astoria was talking about.
Okay. That's
again, rolling like Naomi.
Minor traces of the echoes. It's been a little while since Mother has gone spelunking in her head. But an entity that obviously powerful, there's still traces of it there. What's more intriguing is that there is an obvious tampering with Jesse's mind. Naomi looks at minds like books. At least she has done so in the past. As you're flipping through the pages of Jesse's mind, there are a couple of pages that look faintly like they've been snipped out and replaced with something else. Chase, for your part, there is no mind handiwork in here other than your own. Nobody has placed any kill switches or sleeper commands. She's not going to get switched on to go stab you in your kidney when you get into a fight.
Okay.
No back doors?
In that case. Yeah, Chase is just going to poke around in her head for like a minute or two and then smile and say, "Looks like you're clean."
Oh, good.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Chase, are you sure about that?
Yeah. There's a little bit from the times she lets me to make like they were a little further away in the past. But it's all me.
Her mind's been flat out manipulated. What are you talking about?
Jesse's eyes widen.
In the mind link in Naomi's direction, there's going to be a like elbow to the ribs kind of gesture.
Bird, you are breaking up bad.
Why?
I don't know, but you're very crackly.
I'm standing 3 feet from the fucking USB.
Was that for everyone else? Or was that just me?
It was bad for me too.
Yeah, same. He definitely
is it better
broke
now?
Up. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like you're back.
Okay. In the mind link to Naomi in particular, there's going to be like the elbow to the ribs kind of gesture as she continues with, "No, she's been outright manipulated."
She's just gonna turn and look at him.
Head tilt. At the mind mages.
Out of character, for everyone else's reference.
Another dragon cigarette.
Jesse does not remember why she asked Chase to do this.
Yep.
Deep sigh from Chase. Wasn't even thinking about it. So, now that we have well and truly called me and my character into question, Jesse, a little while back, you saw some fucked up shit at the Duchy and said, "I would like to have not seen some fucked up shit at the Duchy." And I said, "I'm gonna do that, and it'll probably work better and last longer if you don't remember much of this, because otherwise you'll know that some memories are changed, and then you'll start thinking about what memories are changed, and then you'll unchange them. I can give you those back if you don't trust me, or Naomi can give you those back if you don't trust me. I'm not going to advise you one way or another. It is your mind. These changes were made with your explicit consent, and by your request at the time.
Out of character, I believe Olathe was present for that entire conversation, correct?
I think so.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Olathe is going to look at Jesse. I can vouch for Chase that you did ask him to do that.
She's just going to like sit there. She's like staring at him for a second. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I trust you. No, it's okay. I don't want to see him. I don't want him.
I'm not going to do anything else. If you start having particularly nasty dreams or weird pieces of memories that seem like they're trying to come back, let me know if they bother you. But, I guess Naomi is likely fairly biased or presumed to be on my side if there's going to be some kind of deceit at this point, but if you guys would like Naomi to independently verify what I'm saying here, go for it. I don't believe...
No, I trust you.
Olathe, I don't think either of you could, so I guess the rest of you, do you still trust me?
Fist bump.
Shrug, as much as I did before.
Chase goes for the fist bump. Fair enough.
Olathe at least trying to stand up for Chase a bit of, yeah, no, he's being honest.
I had been trying not to advertise this for obvious reasons, Jesse's privacy mostly. But this is on me for not giving Naomi at least that much of a heads up beforehand.
Yeah, not a fan.
Sorry.
Okay.
Are you all right?
I don't appreciate being lied to, but, or being asked to lie when I'm not in on anything.
Fair.
But it is what it is.
So, no kill switch?
No, no kill switch.
Okay. Sick.
The only things in your head are the things that you have asked me to put there.
Hell yeah.
And before this entire topic gets swept under the rug or moved on from Naomi, I would like to say again, the only thing that I would keep from you is something like this for someone's privacy. And I'm sorry for the confusion.
I understand.
Now, before anything else fucking weird happens this morning, can we get our horses and get the hell out of here and just get the day going? It's going to be a long, difficult day without anything else weird happening.
Do you really think it won't happen while we're on the road?
I'm sure it will, but I'm starting to get the feeling that the longer that we're like here, the more is going to be put on our list. And there's like the chance that no more is put on our list on the road.
Just a reminder before we get involved with vampires and Nafondi, strong mind wards before we go in for everybody is a necessity.
Yep.
Especially you, Jesse.
Weak thumbs up. Look at Chase.
You know? We should probably let Naomi handle it.
Why? I mean, I don't mind either way. I just...
Ah. Show of good faith.
I trust you. You're practically fucking family at this point. It's fine. I trust you.
Chase is also going to have 1,000 different things he's juggling at once. I can go ahead and throw my ward effect on you.
Okay.
Go ahead and mark a 6 success ward on you.
God bless. We should have had Naomi doing Jesse's wards the whole fucking time with the way that you roll.
Pretty fucking much.
I've got a 4 suck ward on me, so I know I'm good for a while.
Okay.
5 successes for Chase. He's also feeling it today.
Wild.
Oh no.
Did you botch?
Oh wait, no, it's diff 4, right?
Yeah.
No, I zeroed.
I was supposed to say diff 4 plus whatever the modifiers are for the moon right now.
I botched.
Yeah, buddy?
Yeah, buddy. I forgot about the moon and didn't use any quintessence.
I forgot about the moon. Alrighty.
Moon's not real.
Mind words is just mind 1, right? Or is it mind 2?
Mind one.
Okay, so that is 2 paradox. Is Astoria packing any paradox right now?
I have 7, but I don't feel like that was recent, but it's still there, so I guess roll it.
All right.
I don't like that.
7 plus the 2, or it was already 7?
7 total.
7 total. Wonderful.
I feel like that was right because you were trying to get down to the 5 mark so you could drop 1 a week. Because over 5, it's the 1 a month.
Well, I rolled a 16, so you're good. But, you did botch some mind magic. Everybody in the room kind of suddenly hears feedback, and for a few seconds, Astoria is just kind of staring off into the distance like she's been flashbanged.
I was hoping it would be projecting her thoughts out loud.
Don't you put that out there.
I'm not. I'm trying to make them put their character stuff out there.
Jessica kind of leans over towards Astoria, kind of elbows her a little bit, like, "You okay?
Huh?
Okay. You
welcome back, dear.
You were broken.
I wasn't gone anywhere.
You just like zoned out for a second there, like just
everything okay with your wards?
Ben, is everything okay with my wards?
Oh, you have no wards.
I know. Do I know that? Sometimes when you botch, you don't know it.
Perception awareness. Diff 7.
Okay. Me and Taryn, or just me?
I'll allow Taryn as well.
What diff?
Diff 7.
1 success for Astoria. And God damn, these ones! My trans dice are fucking betraying me.
Has it been trans enough?
There's the one you got at Moxie?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Still three for Terran, though.
Yeah, naked brain. No words to speak of.
No, I don't think they're okay. Try that again. Put some dice in jail real quick. One moment.
You wanna move the sparkly moons?
I'm using some of them. I just grabbed a handful. Okay. Increased difficulty. It's daytime.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new moon. Plus three. So four, five, six.
Div 7.
Jesus Christ. Div 7 for wards. Alright, I got RT1. One success.
Div 7 for an RT1 roll.
Jesus fuck. Yeah, you have some very basic, short-lived wards with one suck.
Fuck. She rubs her hands. She like claps her hands a couple times, rubs them together. Oh my god. Okay.
Not to be inappropriate here, but do you want some help?
I don't need you holding up another effect for me, but thank you.
Okay.
Olathe will offer a few beads.
It's fine. This is not something to waste quintessence on right now.
I think keeping your mind safe is.
It's okay. Thank you. And then another two successes.
And nod and put it back.
Okay.
Actually, she will take the task, though. Or the quintessence.
Take it, but not use it.
She'll need it later. We're fighting in the Fondi, and I'm at plus three.
Yeah, and she was handing over three, so.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, you know, like this kind of going to think for a minute. And pass out another five to Astoria. And I'm going to open the bank up a little bit, because, you know, Prime 4, I'll be able to make tasks now.
Astoria looks at the beads in her hand. Are you loaded?
Well, we had a deal with the changelings, and is going to, so, probably five to each person, aside from Chase, who I assume probably has his own stockpile.
Yeah. No. I'm just planning to starve when I run out of quintessence.
Okay, and we'd probably ask the question, Chase, are you good?
For now, yes. As long as we don't make this a 3-week affair, I'll be alright. Or, you know, a 3-week affair without giving me a chance to figure my shit out. But yes, okay. I'm good for a while.
So, five to Jesse, five to Naomi, five went to Astoria, Astoria, Jesse, Chase said he was good. But Naomi, Jessica, am I having a stroke?
No. Oh, you really are loaded.
Olathe's sitting on 39 tasks.
What the fuck?
I haven't been using it because I keep forgetting I have resources!
Could not possibly relate. I'm at a plus three frequently.
There's a reason I'm at max willpower at almost all times. And most of my life magic is either healing or plants, which I get negatives to already. Damn. Or I just forget I fucking have it.
Yeah, I have similar issues. I tend to not burn resources.
Yeah. It's the gamer mindset of, but what about if there's a bigger emergency?
Mood, honestly.
I mean, so, mood, yeah, but like...
Jessica, Astoria.
I need it when it's a diff 9 already. I can't do a diff 12.
I understand. So I would be giving out to four people then? If Jay says he's good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming Naomi's taking some, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jessica's taking some?
She'll be very confused about what she's taking, but she'll take it.
Let's 5v each person, and I guarantee she's had us use TAS in front of her before.
Yeah, but
like
she...
a battery pack.
Oh. Neat.
It'll make your magic easier.
She'll tuck that into her backpack. 5, 10.
So I'm taking 20 off, and that leaves me at 19 TAS.
Oh, put it in a pocket where her cat can't reach it. She does steal it back.
I'll make sure that doesn't happen.
We know some of our hiding places in case it does.
Did it home.
That's true.
After we figured it out, then it was just regular beads. Which is a battle I really don't care to fight.
Thank you, Aletha.
Of course. Hopefully we don't need it, and if we don't, then I could take it back, but I'd rather have everyone have the ability to do what needs to be done in an emergency or a fight.
Don't suppose the Nafandi could wait 15 days, do you? Riot grin.
I mean... they could, but...
Are we trying to schedule things with them now?
I don't think that, you know... good things would happen in the meantime.
Girl can dream.
Maybe we can just change the moon phase for you.
Oh, I don't think that would go over well at all.
Wouldn't that, like, really piss Artemis off?
It would really mess up a lot of things.
Oh, I mean, yeah, like the tides and everything would get really fucked. Total weather pattern catastrophe. Anyway.
Yeah, and the wild would be after us.
I'm just remembering. Moth, I'm just remembering Julia.
Guys? I think we broke the moon.
Yeah, man. I've seen the magicians. I know what we're not supposed to do. I don't want my circumstances to change.
Astoria, we're just lucky that, like, Piccolo isn't here. But,
the instrument?
Oh, God, I'm the only one here that watched Dragon Ball Z as a kid.
Incorrect.
You remember when he destroys the moon? You remember when the moon gets destroyed like 3 fucking times in that show? Never mind.
He destroyed the moon?
Like several times, yeah. There was a whole thing about the moon comes out and it makes the main character turn into like a skyscraper-sized monster that kills everything, so they had to destroy the moon so that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, did it not become
I actually managed to watch.
Is that the show where it became someone's girlfriend?
I don't fucking know, man. No.
I mean, they weren't girlfriends.
Wildly fucking unrelated. Naomi, can I talk to you for a second before we leave?
Okay.
And with that, Chase is just gonna get up and fucking leave the room with Naomi.
Aletha is gonna light up another cigarette because she's earned it.
Jessica just kind of taps her fingers on the table.
Well, that's awkward. Coffee? More? Anybody? I need coffee.
Please. Maybe get some to go.
They're talking. What are we gonna do? Walk out without them?
No. I mean, she's probably going to want coffee later. She should also get some to go.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Good idea. The moment she said coffee, one of the fucking ghost butlers appears with a tray and starts passing out coffee to everybody at the table.
Meanwhile, in another room.
So, I'm confident you're not happy with me right now.
You are correct.
Is there any way we can hold on to that for another time and have this conversation from a fresh standpoint, a fresh point of view right now?
I kind of expected that this wouldn't be the time or place for it.
Do you have a firm grasp of what it means to be going after demon worshippers, or whatever the fuck Lilith is?
Are you going to give me about this? What's up?
I know we've talked about what Nefandi are. And I know that you've seen Jesse's brother, who was definitely one of them, and what he did. But the evil and depravity that Nefandi are capable of, I think what her brother did is about a 2 on that scale.
Okay. What, are you wanting to give me a better idea of what to expect? Or
I don't know that there's a good way to bring it up. I had been kind of on the fence about whether or not to say it, because I don't want to. But this morning's events, I think it may be better if you stayed here.
Excuse me? Why?
There's not a good way to say it. I don't think you are particularly prepared for some of the things that we may see. Things that, not to bring up conversation, I said we would try to do this without. Things that make people want what Jesse wanted. Are you willing to go into this understanding that you could see things that will fuck you up so badly you'll want to have the memories pulled out of your head?
Yes, because it's what everyone else is going to be going through anyway. Why wouldn't I?
Astoria and Jessica and myself, we've all been doing this for our whole lives. This is probably not something particularly new to Olathe. Jesse kind of has to do this for personal reasons. And again, not to touch on it, but I have a fairly strong feeling that she's going to come out of this with more things in her head she'd rather forget.
And I've already got the ability to make myself forget, so what?
Do you want to do that to yourself? After the visceral reaction you just had to me doing it to Jesse?
Because I didn't know what was going on and you lied to me about it. And you expected me to lie in turn.
Yeah, no, I should have given you at least a little more information on that. That is my bad, but she wanted that to be a secret, even from herself, and I was doing my best to keep it.
Yeah, you know what? You said put that one aside for now. We'll put it aside. It doesn't change the fact that you guys need all hands on deck if you're dealing with Nefandi. You say it's personal for her. Why isn't it personal for everyone when we were all attacked? This is everyone's business. No one's being singled out for this.
Because it's really fucking dangerous, and I think you're the most likely to get killed. Okay? I want to support you in every way I can, but I do not believe a Nafandi hunt is something that you are ready for.
So you think I can't do this?
Not yet.
So what? Am I just supposed to sit back here and do nothing? Twiddle my thumbs, wait for you guys to come back? Is that what you want?
It's not what I want.
Oh, you clearly don't want someone there who is supposed to be able to support. What am I even doing all this for? What am I even trying to build up all my magic and be useful for if I can't actually be there to be useful, Chase?
You have developed so many magical tools in your arsenal, but there is very much such a thing as using a tool incorrectly. You are useful in more ways than I can list, but going head-to-head with a demon, I do not believe is the appropriate use of your skills. I don't want to say that you're not useful. I just don't think this is the right situation for you to be useful. This is just going to be slaughter.
So what? I'm, like I asked, am I supposed to sit back and imagine you guys in the slaughter? And wait and do nothing?
Ideally, you stay here, ready to pull us out of the problem, if it looks as though that's going to go poorly for us.
So you still want me to just stay back and watch anyway?
Not through shared senses, but you can keep tabs without having to see what we're going to see there.
But just tell me what I'm supposed to do, Chase. I guess I'll just do it.
Stay here. Be safe. And let me do what I've been doing for the last 10 years. Without having to worry about whether or not I can keep you safe while I'm doing it. Because I know I can keep myself safe. I know I can keep Samson safe, and I know he can keep me safe. But I am terrified that the one soft place in my life is going to be taken away. And I can't do that.
Is this what it's going to be every time? Anytime anything dangerous goes on, I'm supposed to stay back and watch you go off?
Of course not. We're going to keep making sure you are ready for it, but this is quite likely to be the most dangerous thing we've done so far. And I just don't think you're quite ready for it. That's all.
Fine. I'll stay back.
Chase is going to take Naomi by both hands and just kind of stare at her until she's looking him in the eyes. Which sounds like it may take a moment.
It will.
I love you, Naomi. And I promise I'll be back soon. Okay?
I love you too, Chase. And you better come back soon. Whole. You have both hoppers and you've got the butterflies. You fucking call me if there's anything I can do, okay?
There is not a chance in hell that I'm letting myself get killed now.
Fucking better not. I still have to yell at you.
I look forward to it, honestly. I know I deserve a lot of it.
Can't fucking believe you're making me stay at the sex castle by myself.
I trust you.
It's not a matter of being trusted. It's a matter of I don't want to be here with these bunch of weirdos.
That's fair.
On, let's just do this before I start arguing with you again.
Chase is gonna go in for the hug.
She's a little stiff at first, but she does hug back.
A few more moments of, it's gonna be okay, I promise, and then it's back to the party.
While they're having that call, or that conversation, can Jesse make a call to Lachlan and fill him in on what they found out?
Sure.
It doesn't have to be, like, played out and everything. Just a filler call and four successes for that call out.
Okay. For his part, he comes real close to asking you to come home. Once it becomes clear that there's vampires involved now, in addition to everything else, but he doesn't. He starts to, and then he stops because he knows who he's talking to. But basically ends the conversation with come home no matter what. All right?
Of course. Yeah. I'll see you soon, okay? Don't worry about me.
All right. Love you. Be safe.
Love you too.
And you just kind of hear a little ways away from Ursa.
Jesse kind of like, she makes a noise back at him that I'm not going to make right now. Howard. It's probably loud.
Come
enough.
On, wake up, potato.
Howard.
Yeah, I can't. Sorry. but the other members of the party, if the phone room is near them, they probably hear it, and it is a lot.
Jessica just pops up. Is that a bear?
No. Well, yeah.
It's bad imitation of a bear.
Second one was me. It apparently wasn't that bad. She thought I was a bear. Anyway, I'm saying like. Give me a minute.
You wouldn't have said that while you were in the other room, thank you.
Oh, okay, fair.
Yeah.
That's why only the animal person is saying a bad imitation of one.
Sorry, I thought he had said she popped in. That is
no, they're no, back in head, the other room. She heard it in the other room.
Her head popped up.
Yeah, she's basically just like doodling on a piece of paper on the table of like, Jesus Christ, can we go?
Astoria is doing more research on the Sabbat. And now also, Lilith.
Yeah, Olathe's probably joining on that.
Feet propped up on Jessica's lap as she's doodling, sipping coffee.
That's gay.
It is.
Coffee's gay. Got it.
Question, meta question. Does Allison have correspondence?
She does not.
She does.
Does not. Yes.
No. Ugh, okay. Never mind. I was going to ask her to contact the bears to let them know what was going on, but, you know. I guess I could do that.
You could do that.
Jessie's gonna pop her head out of the phone room after she ends the call with Lachlan, and she's gonna go, hey, should I call the bears?
Do you want them to be 45 minutes late again?
Do we want them to show up?
Honestly, yes.
Yes. I was just messing with you. Yes. Any backup is better than nothing. It's kind of an all hands on deck situation right now.
Thumbs up.
Naomi's face looks really dark at that.
Ooh. Yeah.
Are you okay, Naomi?
I have three successes to call Luca.
Okay, in the other room. While Jesse is talking to the bears, you get Luca and Samaya. They look like they're off deep in a forest somewhere, but stop to get the information from you, and both look real concerned at the mention of Sabbat, and basically tell you that if they can get away, they'll come this way and see what they can do. But it's basically a no promises.
The same answer it always is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the best part is? We get to go do this all over again with the fucking knights. Oh, I don't know if anyone realized that. Imagine they're choked on air.
A few days ride away from here. It's not like they're going to be here anytime soon.
Yeah, at least the bears could teleport.
I guess how far are we away from a meeting point with them?
You're about a... day's ride from where you're supposed to be meeting.
Yeah, I didn't think we were that far off of all of it. Does Olathe get an answer from Naomi?
Yeah, I just didn't want to interrupt anything.
That's fair.
Naomi's response is, I'm apparently staying behind.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
I am asking her to.
Why?
Because I'm the least prepared to handle any of this.
Eyebrow crease. Look at Chase.
And I don't want to make this sound any meaner than it already is. We've all been to the practice field. And, we all know that there are certain things that some people are ready to see and some people are not ready to see. And, Astoria, Jessica, I know that you at least can understand when you know something is going to probably be too far for someone. There's a few reasons. And I just think it would be for the best.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I am confident that with the information I have available at this time, it is the best choice. And I believe that's all of us can ever hope to say for any of what we do.
Okay. Imagine this decision didn't come lightly. Astoria looks over at Naomi. You okay?
No, but I'll deal.
You better. We need an escape hatch. She grins at Naomi. Who better?
I'll be here. And you guys have hoppers if need be.
So that we are all on the same page, if shit does go completely sideways, for all of us, you will be using a hopper to get yourself to safety, and one of those butterflies to contact Naomi and make sure that she is able to get the rest of us to safety, if we have not done so already. Is that everybody on the same page there?
Yeah.
Orderly.
Hi, Captain.
If it needs to happen. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Olathe doesn't necessarily look happy with this, but she's also not necessarily going to force anyone to. Be in a fight.
Jesse feels similarly. She doesn't look particularly happy about it, but.
Astoria looks like she's run some scenarios and has come to the same conclusion Chase has.
Out of character, if I'm not mistaken, Naomi still only has the one dot in melee, right?
Correct.
And a 3 in dex.
Which is, yeah, like, correct.
I think half the dice pool the rest of us have for combat stuff.
It's
like,
not wrong for the combat at all.
Yeah, no, I just. The
and she also
about, like, we've all seen her on the practice field, right? It is like a noticeable difference in skill level.
And also, she's the one that's been attacked several times, and we've had to divert to protect her. Like, I get it. Astoria gets it.
Okay, I just, for the characters who may not quite be clicking for them.
It's clicking. It's the
sounds an awful lot like Chase said, you can't come along, it's my decision. Yeah, he knows. He hates it.
That, and on top of it, we're going to fight Nafandi mages and leaving a very strong mage behind.
The poor caster says bye.
question out of character. Does Naomi have life 3?
Nope.
So Naomi can't even grab us.
It's life 2 and stuff.
It's what?
It's life 2.
No, to do a person, it's been life 3.
Yeah, we established it as life 3 quite a while ago.
However, I am going to say, meta knowledge wise, she does have the XP to throw into life 3. I will be using that as this is her push to get to life 3 if it's needed.
So it's Jesse and Olathe with.
Currently, yes.
Naomi can teleport herself. She can't teleport other people.
And Jesse Naomi has helped.
Jesse has life 2.
And has been. Because
then Jesse can teleport herself and not other people as well.
Olathe has been hopping people for the most part.
That tracks
with their
because
help.
When the Morts got teleported, it was Alec doing most of the work and y'all were supporting casters.
Yep.
Yeah, Olathe has been the one.
Yeah, and it was Olathe's charms. Mm-hmm. Jesse hasn't really been moving people.
I will say,
yeah. I have the XP needed for life 3. If it is needed, I was saving it for core 4. However, the fun part is if this does spawn the life 3 buying, the bigger issue is that it's going to give her a ton of paradox and we're going to get to see Quiet's come back.
Well, the other thing is, I think with life or with core 4, you could do it.
You could just open a rift and we can walk through.
Yeah, you can just points.
Cool.
And it would only be 2 points of 2 points of paradox for the whole group.
Easy peasy, then learn something new about it.
But we know she doesn't have that yet.
Yeah. Okay. How's everybody doing on time?
Not much left.
Let me double check what time I go in tomorrow.
Because I'm willing to keep rolling to 10:30, unless you guys.
I can stay up another 40 minutes.
Are you going to be able to stop at 10:30? Because usually, if we get rolling, we roll on through. This is a good stopping point.
He wants to get us out of here, is the thing.
I know, but...
You're gonna be out of here, but yeah, you're right. I was wanting you guys to be somewhere else on the road, but that's fine. I know what we'll do. I can stop.
Can you?
Yes. I can stop whatever problem! I can stop whatever I want!
Then let's go.
Have you seen your book collection?
Shut the fuck up.
It's really impressive.
So the fuck up. All right. So, tearful farewells, essentially. Grumpy Naomi. Question: is Naomi being left to pay her own tab here if she is staying here for a while?
She's got the quintessence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Olathe gave her 5 tabs.
There you go. Valid.
Well, it's two a night, though, isn't it? How long are we going to be gone?
They might give her a long-term rate, maybe.
And does Naomi intend to remain at the hotel for this entire time? That's my other question.
She may change her mind, but at the moment, it is a please stay.
Okay.
Say the other option would be heading back and being able to use the sanctum for easier magic.
And I think somewhere in the goodbyes, Chase would actually, because you know, give him a minute to think about that aspect of the conversation aside from the, oh my god, I'm in so much trouble aspect. And, you know, if you really don't want to stay here, I could probably just open the door and get you back home.
Did he bring the key?
Yes, he has brought the key.
Does Chase have any left? I thought he had committed all of his doors.
He would not be committing a new one. He would be opening a door here to Moletown.
It would just be opening a door to Moletown. It's not established.
That's right.
Yeah, he's got 5 saved places, but the whole shtick.
Right. I'm remembering how it works now. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. So like, he would offer. Like,
he could also just leave the key.
Want to go home?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. And yeah, he is gonna open the door, go back with her, be generally fussy, and like, I know I fucked up, and I know you're mad at me. That kind of defensive boyfriend mode, for just a little bit before we get moving.
She is going to give him another hug and a kiss, and tell him that she loves him before going. She's not really, she's pissed. And she is feeling very hurt, but she also doesn't want to leave on the gross note.
If you're dead, I don't want you dying thinking I hated you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's same from him. He's very confident coming back, but, you know.
Don't want the potential last conversation to be, I'm pissed at you, fuck off, go away.
Yeah.
And he didn't even drive speeding away.
Jinkies.
Oh, it definitely feels a little bit like running away, despite all of the logic and reasoning behind it. And he's not thrilled with himself either, but here we are.
So, Naomi steps through the door, and before you close it, Milo is following her through, and stops, looks up at Chase, and Chase, you get the nudge of incoming brain call.
Answered.
For what it's worth, you're right. I'll look after her. She'll be fine.
Milo, I want you to know. I'd destroy the moon for the fourth time in this series for her. So if something happens, I will find you.
Listen. If anyone's destroying this mud ball, it's me. And then he steps through the door.
I really love the idea. And I forgot the idea. Shit.
Nice one.
Incredible.
The idea of him just going, Milo, you're the last person that I wanted to agree with me.
When the worst person you know just made a good point.
The worst person you know on your side. It's like,
bro, just said if anybody's going to destroy the world, it's going to be him because he is just actual chaotic evil still. And we're just still letting that slide because we don't have better options.
Yeah. He's part of the quiet part of the list.
He just kind of dropped that one in your head and walked through the door and fucked off.
We're not surprised.
Just Milo thinks.
Again, we're not surprised.
That is going to have Chase rejoining the party with a bit of a fucking Milo, dude.
With a what?
Just fucking Milo, dude.
Yeah.
Karen laughs. Loud Claire laughs.
Yeah.
Do I even want to know?
He was like... You know, for what the tail end of the conversation was me saying I'd blow the moon out of the sky for the fourth time in one season for her. And him saying if anyone's going to destroy this mud ball, it's going to be me. And I'm not to take somebody at face value, right? But like, should we take that at face value?
Probably. He said he knows Lilith.
See that? That means I have to have like three really complicated conversations with Naomi in one day. I'm not in one day. I'm not going to do that all at the same time.
I was about to say, why would you do that right now?
Okay. If there's no further fuckery.
Do I want to ask if he was agreeing or disagreeing with you?
I don't know. I just... God damn it. Let's go.
He was agreeing, wasn't he?
Chase is not going to answer. He is just going to turn and leave.
Oh, Olympus acting as while walking with him.
Still not answering.
That's okay. A yes.
Olympus is going to light up one of the weed cigarettes and hand it to Chase.
Absolutely not. I am not going into this intoxicated. I am not going to be in any form of anything but explicitly combat ready until I am back home. Ideally, lying in the reading room with my girlfriend, getting ready to have a very complicated conversation.
Fair enough.
Playtime's over. Jesse.
Yeah.
You in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep your head on straight, yeah?
Yeah.
time.
I'm gonna do my damnedest.
Okay.
Don't jump in any swirling pools, go into any particularly shadowy doorways.
Yep. Honestly, try not to listen to any voices that show in your head.
And there's anybody except Astoria or myself, like hands on shoulders, looking you in the eyes, telling you this is okay, don't go through it.
Yeah.
That's gonna get a look from Olathe.
Have you dealt with Nafondi specifically? Sabbat?
No, just a bit of the aftermath.
This was our livelihood, Olathe. It's nothing personal.
Olathe is going to take two hits off of that before she puts it out and puts it away, though.
Mood.
Alrighty.
Ace is making, like, a little bit of eye contact with Jessica about it in particular. He's not going to say it, but he's kind of thinking it at her, but not in, like, a mind magic kind of way, in a, at least these Nafondi probably aren't children, kind of way.
Yeah.
We have no information on that, to be fair.
We're, like, reasonably confident they aren't. Now, one of these days, Chase and Jessica are kind of get to swapping some of the real fucked up war stories that they've got.
He's already seen her worst atrocities.
Yeah.
Live color detail.
You haven't seen Astoria's yet?
No. No, you have not. So, with that, the party saddles up their horses and hits the road. I don't know if anybody thought of this yet, but with Naomi yeeted through a portal, her horse is still here.
Yeah, it's nice to have a spare.
So,
pack horse.
Pack horse.
Yeah. Fair horse.
The team hits the road, continuing north, northeast. Probably eats lunch on the hoof. At this point, probably have a bit of a renewed sense of urgency now that you know a little bit more about what you're dealing with. And into the afternoon, about an hour, hour and a half before dark, you arrive near where you were told you would be met. You pass through, this is a little bit more developed territory than you've been kind of around Kirkland or that you've been dealing with. Still scattered farm fields, but there's quite a few more houses here and there. Like, they're not quite neighborhoods, but not far off from that either. You reach a... basically a like a T intersection in the road, and off to your right is off to your left, excuse me, is a pretty decent copse of trees. Perception alertness. Diff 7.
Diff 5.
Perception, alertness. Ooh. That's six dice.
That's three tens.
What was the diff?
Diff 7.
Okay, so that's 10 rerolls. Three from Olathe. Okay, kitty cat.
5 from Terran, 2 from Astoria.
Typical Chase.
And
Yeah, he's thinking about it, how much fucking trouble he's in right now.
Three from Olathe, six from River.
Okay.
Eight from Jesse.
Jesus.
Wait, I am assuming acute senses were applying to this.
Yes.
Okay, then yeah.
10, 6, 5, 5, 6, 10, 10, 3, 3, 6.
Okay. Let me roll for Jessica. Wow, that's a couple of tens. All right. As you guys are approaching this intersection, kind of looking around with a... Well, this is the vague area we were told to be. Jesse, you spot something a little off about the shape of that one tree off to the left. Samson is still doing a big sniff, trying to figure out his bearings. Seems to smell something off, but he hasn't triangulated it yet. Taryn, over his mind link with Astoria, draws attention to the same slightly misshapen tree. River nudges Olathe's mind to look off that direction. And Jessica, with her arms around Astoria, riding on the back of the horse, kind of lets go with one hand and reaches down and, like, grabs her leg and points to the left, like, trying to get her attention that she saw something. What do?
Something weird about that tree.
A little bit. Well, we're trying to avoid using magic, that's right.
As you guys are watching, I'm assuming everybody's coming to a stop, or are we just riding ahead?
Chase is asking what tree, and if somebody points it out...
Point.
Yeah, because Olathe would probably quietly, rather than just visibly pointing at it, just quietly... this tree next to that.
Body. Point.
Stopping in the middle of the road is an excellent point for an ambush.
Once it's pointed out, Chase is just going to wave in that direction.
Once that has happened, that odd-looking cluster of branches in the tree moves. As the person that's underneath it throws off the ghillie net that was on top of his head and slides down out of the tree. Quite fluidly for someone in half plate. And strides up to the road. And you recognize quite quickly Brother Charles, who fought against the Nameless Things with you guys. Well, glad you guys are finally here. We ready for this?
Ready as we're gonna be.
We may have found out a little more since your last message.
Well, we have a little ways to go yet. You can fill me in on the way.
It's a fucking military trope.
Thank you, Chase.
That's about all there is.
He calls his own horse over, who was hidden further back in the woods, who just, he whistles and snaps his fingers and out trots the horse. Lilith, as in
Sabbat.
Uh-huh. Vampires and Nafandi working together.
Yes.
He quickly crosses himself. Not great news.
We weren't thrilled to get it either.
Yeah, I was about to say.
All right. Well, there is a house up the way. House is selling it short. It's a mansion. Best we can tell, at least one Fondus was operating out of it for a while, and only recently departed, probably detected that I was in the area. There's one other wrinkle.
Well, this needed more.
Well, the only thing worse than a Nefandus is a Nefandus with followers. We've been investigating what little we were able to detect, and we're pretty sure the person that was sent to you, who did all the chaotic nonsense that happened down there, was a cultist.
Yeah, we kind of guessed it might have been. Themselves.
Well, it seems they've got their eyes on building a bit of an army.
It does seem to be the rage these days. How many? No.
We don't know. That's what we need to find out. And hopefully, we're early enough that it's just a few. So, I think our first order of business is to investigate this mansion. I thought it wise not to tackle that on my own. But now that you're here.
Such a mess.
Yeah, Moxie?
I forgot my phone was unmuted, but that is my message tone.
Okay.
Somebody's gotten way into Borderlands, I see.
No, that's not Borderlands.
Oh, hello, boss.
This company is such a mess. Yeah.
Anyway, back in character.
Sorry.
Now that you're here, I think we investigate this place thoroughly, see what there is to find out. Start there. Any objections?
No, that sounds like as good of an idea as any.
All right. He kind of looks from person to person in everybody that's on the horses. I hope I don't need to warn any of you just how bad a house occupied by Nefandi is likely to be.
Yeah, no, we aren't looking forward to it.
These people are monsters. Godless monsters. But if you're ready for it, let's go. And he kind of starts riding his horse past the end of the intersection and off to the right, heading east. And that is where we're going to stop for the night. And we will pick up next week as you guys arrive at the house and begin your investigations. At some point, probably next weekend, because I'm actually off all weekend, I'm going to corner the Chomsky for some Naomi solo adventures.
This weekend?
Just to specify, are you talking about this coming weekend or the following weekend?
possibly. I mean, I'm actually off. I think both weekends, but we'll see.
We
probably have to be the weekend following because my weekend is currently booked.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Pull up, scrub, schedule things faster.
I could also do it sometime during the week. We'll see.
Hey, you know I'm usually available.
Exactly. Anywho, thanks everybody for coming. Hope you had fun. The drama and the roleplay was phenomenal. I love it. We haven't had a proper relationship spat on screen yet, so that was fun.
And it was a decent RP session of character.
Yeah. Everybody have an XP. And I will see you guys next week.
All right.
All that for
that put us at 140?